highly, highly atmospheric. Alfalfa. Kirsty, explain. What's it all about?
What's alfalfa about?
Exactly.
It's a good question, to be honest. We wrote alfalfa, I think probably about a year ago that one was written now. And to be honest, when we went back into rehearsing to start gigging again, and we listened back and then started working it all out, and we were like, what is that? All the changes and the timing, and Jen plays the drums, and Jen was just like, oh, for goodness sake. You know, it all seemed a lot easier when you're in the recording studio, because you get as many times as you want, and all the wee changes seem clever. And but then when we went to do it live, we were like, this is insane. So hopefully we pull it off. I think it's just about, I don't know, new start, new life. I don't know.
We could almost run a competition, couldn't we? We'd actually ask the folk to actually write in and say, you know, what exactly is alfalfa all about? You know, and we could, you know, it's like semiotics, but you could, without any preferred meanings, you can actually say, we'll go for that, we'll go for that, we'll take that one, and we'll put that in place, and that's what's happening. Really, it's a great tune. Anyway, it's because initially I thought, is there a mistake here? Is it actually Alpha Alpha? Is it a song for the Moonbase Alpha people of Space 1999? No, it's Alpha Alpha. Oh well, there we are. So.
I think with most of our songs as well, from people always ask what is it about or what's the meaning of it and stuff. I think because we all contribute to it, and a lot of the time, obviously a lot of the lyrics are meant, but a lot of the time you sort of mumble stuff while you're writing it, and then after it we're like, oh, that kind of sounds like that, and work it out. But I think that's maybe why it changes, you know, per section.
Exactly.
Going to something completely different that you weren't singing about. But I just like to think people can just take it to be, you know, everyone interprets a song differently, so I think that's a nice way to...
I was just going to say, Kirsty, you could always have that classic riposte to any questioner, be it Hugh Stevens, Steve Lamacq, Huey Morgan, Pete Mitchell, John Kennedy, Tom Robinson, or indeed Lauren Laverne, if they ever asked you that question. You know, so what's it all about? Well, you tell me. What do you think it's about?
What do you think?
Exactly.
It is? Oh, it's good. Turn the question back around.
Precisely. It's good to align from that sort of point of view. Listen, I really think this is a fantastic stuff. I mean, we're keen on Southside and indeed Siren FM to support a whole range of artists. I mean, we have Amy Rush over in Los Angeles, Tallulah Rendell, regularly doing fantastic stuff, and indeed the joys of the work that we do with Rural TV. This is, I mean, I think you're in special company in all sorts of ways with the quality of material you're producing here, Kirsty, and delighted you've spent some time with us today. In terms of albums and such like stuff, presumably the first house in the golden days of the Golden Rays, featuring the new sound of Haight Ashbury, is actually available. A whole range of other albums that are coming out, presumably, here in the Golden Rays.
Well, this is our debut album, so it's the official release date for it is Monday.
Of course.
You can pre-order and stuff at the moment.
Do you know, it would help if I read the press release, wouldn't it? You know, November the 8th.
It's okay, I just memorised that this morning, so I'm speaking to you. If I can't remember, you don't have to.
Here in the Golden Rays. Well, so you see, I was endeavouring to sort of decode it from the various sort of calligraphy that's got. So here in the Golden Rays, fantastic.
Here in the Golden Rays.
Precisely, is there in all manner of marvellous things. So, Kirsty, listen, two final questions. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here on Southside Broadcasting today?
I have. It was nice. I got up a wee bit earlier, especially for it, and had a cup of tea, prepared myself.
Oh, psyched yourself up.
The most I've talked on a Saturday morning, or Saturday afternoon.
Well,
unless
there's a different time zone between Glasgow and Teesside, which, of course, they might have brought in. I don't know. I mean, every so often you Scots go crazy.
No,
you know?
I think it's just the same, but I'm sitting looking out my kitchen window, and it is horrible in Glasgow. I don't know what it's like.
I didn't think... Surely, Kirsty, it can never be horrible in Glasgow when it's the home of Haight Ashbury, you know?
Well, you'd be surprised. I'm sure everyone's heard lovely stories about Scotland. It never rains.
No, of course. And you don't get any midges in the summer when it stopped right in the summer and actually there. You know, it's wonderful. The Loch Lomond, you know, the Bonnie Rays. It's fantastic stuff.
Yeah. God, I love Scotland. I think I need to move to Haight Ashbury eventually, though. You've got to do that.
Well, and become one of our Los Angeles transatlantic correspondents, in which case we'd be doing this call at around about 3 a.m. in the morning. But there we are.
Yeah. I look forward to that. Yeah.
Well, exactly. So the next crucial question is, can we look forward to connecting with you again on our sister station, in fact, Siren 107.3 FM? I think we're looking to do a piece probably around about 5 p.m. on Wednesday, which is obviously 2 days after the album has been released.
Yes, I heard that. That would be great, yeah. Hopefully, have a bit more of an update on how things are going.
So, well, in fact, thanks to Paul Alsasser for helping put this package together. I know Paul did actually suggest you might be available because I think you're in York next week for the 14th of November, kicking off the tour, in fact, which is great for that point. There's a possibility of coming into the studio, which normally I would have said fantastic. we're actually going to be covering, and I know what people are going to say with this. It's already been said so far this morning by Alan Stevens. You're actually turning down Haight-Ashbury doing a studio piece because you're covering a vintage Newark and Nottingham tractor show. Exactly.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I think we should combine the two. I think we should look for 2011 to actually get Haight-Ashbury performing at the Newark and Notts Vintage Tractor Show.
Well, you have the word vintage in it, so, you know, it might work.
Yeah, well, exactly.
We're trying to go back in time with our sound, and you're looking at vintage tractors.
Hey, yes, yes.
Kirsty. Well, we'd love to come any other time, and hopefully we'll be touring again next year quite
absolutely.
A lot.
Well, I'm
we'd love to come by and do a session or have a chat.
Exactly. I'm certainly sort of keen to touch base with you and hopefully see you in some of the places. A reminder, of course, that, in fact, the easiest place to find out is go on to the website, which is Kirsty, your website?
It's just our main one is MySpace at the moment. Yeah. So it's just the normal MySpace address and then / Haight-Ashbury UK.
Exactly. And in case you're sort of thinking, how do we spell it? It's HAIGHT. Yeah. Okay, that's HAIGHT Ashbury, ASHBURY. That's the whole thing. And then you can...
Yeah, it's not I hate you, hate. I think people get confused because they think we're meant to be a flower power summer of love band.
It would not be good. I mean, you'd be getting into a different fascist line and it would just be not good in politics of hate. You know, it just wouldn't, yeah, it wouldn't suit. It wouldn't
maybe,
suit
maybe
at all.
Maybe a few albums down the line will turn into an angry rock band and we can change the name to actually hate.
Hey, listen, I like the way you're sort of working through this whole thing. Kirsty, it's been brilliant as ever. Take care of yourself and we'll speak again very soon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.